This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're going to be talking all about the Dodge Challenger for 2018 and 2019. And we also may touch a little bit on the Charger as well. But we're really focusing on the Challenger. So if you are a fan of the Challenger like I am, this is going to be a real treat to find out about all the new cool stuff that the folks at FCA are doing with this product lineup. It keeps getting better and better. Coming up in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by the CEO of the Lube Page. He's our expert when it comes to lubrication, a certified lubrication specialist for more than 25 years. And also, we've got lots more coming up on today's show. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's at the board taking your calls at Network Central. And I'm taking your emails at bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, there's no question that the Dodge Challenger has been a tremendous success for the brand. We all followed the launch of the Challenger, and then, of course, the various incarnations along the way. We thought the Hellcat was as far as you could go. Then along came the Demon to tell us all about what's happening for 2018 and 2019. It's my pleasure to welcome Kevin Hellman to the airwaves of Auto World. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. It's a great name, considering you're with the Challenger Hellman, because certainly the Challenger, if you want to, you can raise a bit of hell with it.
That's right. It's actually funny. When I first when I first started on the brand, a journalist brought that up to me and thought, kind of said the same thing. Oh, that's kind of convenient. I hadn't even thought about it until then. So it's been brought up a couple of times since then.
Yeah, and there's been some advertising campaigns around it too. So it is all tied in together. We've got lots to talk about, but let's first talk about the Demon. The first one was sold at charity, and the last one has been manufactured, rolled off the line. This is a vehicle that is really unlike any other done by a manufacturer, a track-specific vehicle for a very niche customer. Tell us a little bit about what the goals were with the Demon and what the response has been.
I mean, first and foremost, the Demon was designed and developed and created with the goal of really becoming the best drag racing, track oriented vehicle, straight line, quarter mile vehicle that we could produce. That was everything that was designed and put into that vehicle was with that goal in mind. From the driver only seat being standard to the trans brake with torque reserve, the drag suspension, the drag radial standard, the crate that comes along with it. I mean, everything was designed to be the ultimate drag strip car. Everything that came along with it, the wheel stand for production vehicle to do a wheel stand. I think that, and with all that, it really kind of rose above the Challenger in itself. I mean, I think that beyond car, people are familiar now with what the Demon is, just like the Hellcat was back in 2015. You know, you got a lot of people who may not even.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it has gone so much further than just, you know, just car people.
Yeah, that is so true. It has kind of transcended that. And like you say, this vehicle, you can get air with. I wasn't, unfortunately, available to go on the press launch of this vehicle as I'm recovering from some surgery. But the vehicle actually, especially when equipped with the drag wheels, which you include as part of the crate there, the small, skinny wheels. But many of my journalist friends told me about the feeling of getting air in a vehicle, in a production vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it's unlike any other, and I think it's also something that really just took the market by storm. I don't think anyone was expecting anything like this, and it was, and that was, you know, a big part of the story around the Demon is do something to do totally Dutch, but not the Demon did exactly that. Challenger the muscle car world, and you know, I think we continue to.
Welcome, everybody, into this edition of Auto World. Had a little technical problem at the top there, but we got a great hour lined up for you live. We've got Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, standing by. And we've got Mackenzie standing by, ready to take your telephone calls at 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, he's one of our regular contributors, and as I mentioned, publisher of Consumer Guide. Let's go to suburban Chicago and welcome Tom Appel to the airwaves of Auto World. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Bob. Thank you.
Had a few digital gremlins running amok, so we had to take care of that in my little humble studio here, but lots of things to talk about, including some news from Ford, and you guys have covered the it's going to be officially debuted, I guess, at the New York International Auto Show, but they've already shown it to the press, and it's the 2020 Ford Escape.
Yes, the Ford Escape, and this is a big deal. Ford has, to some degree, lost some ground in the compact crossover segment, but it looks like they're coming back in a big way. They've got an all-new, well, it's an all-new architecture. This is a brand-new Ford Escape. This is not some sort of redo or freshening. This is an all-new vehicle. It looks much more car-like than the previous vehicle, and I think that they were free to do that at Ford, to go more car-like, because they have a series of Bronco products coming that are going to sort of take care of the off-road intending public, so they don't need this vehicle to look as tough or as rugged, perhaps, as some manufacturers might want to do if they just have a single vehicle in the segment. But this is going to be going after the Rogue and the RAV4, which are currently the segment leaders, and I think they've got a lot going on here. They have a bunch of new engines, including a return of the hybrid version of the Escape. Previous generations of that have been pretty frugal in making that a very practical vehicle. And as people may recall, there are a lot of cities where the Escape hybrid was a cab, rather popular one at that. But one of the big pieces of news is a new three-cylinder turbocharged engine that will be the base engine in a lot of models.
And that's going to surprise a lot of people. Of course, Ford has experimented in the past with a three-cylinder power plant in the Fiesta. And if you haven't driven one of these modern three-cylinder engines, it's not as strange as it sounds. And I remember years ago driving a three-cylinder engine that was just plain terrible. But in driving the Fiesta three-cylinder, they really do a remarkable job with that 1 liter in that particular configuration EcoBoost engine.
Yeah, and this is going to be much bigger. This is a 1.5-liter turbo. And for people who don't know, Mini's been doing very well with a 1.5-liter turbocharged engine as the base engine in a number of Mini products.
Well, when we come back up on the other side, we'll talk more about this very important product from Ford. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night. touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here. We're live. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My daughter Lucy is taking a look at the Ford Escape for 2020 and get me some Facebook feedback on various things, but she overall gives it a thumbs up. And Tom, as you mentioned, more car-like styling this time around. The Escape has really always been a pretty technologically laden vehicle in recent generations. So this 2020 variant continues along those lines with lots of cool features, hybrid and non-hybrid powertrains, EcoBoost, and something that some of our listeners may not be completely up to speed about, and it's relatively simple, but complicated nonetheless. It's called direct injection. Explain to our listeners what exactly is direct injection.
Yeah, it's an interesting technology, and it's been a part of the EcoBoost program for a while. But direct injection is what it sounds like fundamentally, and that's that fuel is introduced to the cylinder directly through the top of the cylinder head as opposed to into the port outside of the cylinder head. Now, you would think that the reason you'd want to do that is for more accurate and more precise measuring, and that's a thing. But what really does is that the fuel itself cools the cylinder, allowing the manufacturer to crank up the compression ratio because you're not going to have as much pre-detonation because you have the cooler chamber in which the explosion takes place. And this allows for more turbo boost. And direct injection has been a boon for manufacturers building small turbocharged engines because what you get is more smooth and immediate torque at launch, which has long been a problem of turbos. There's usually that lag you have to deal with, but that's not really a problem anymore. Additionally, fuel economy improves a considerable amount because you have a more efficient burn thanks to the greater compression ratio.
Yeah, very well said, and certainly what is state-of-the-art for 2020, if you're not buying a vehicle with direct injection, there's probably some reason why it doesn't have it, but really most manufacturers these days have it across the board. I noticed in addition to unveiling the Escape for 2020 on the Daily Drive blog at consumerguide.com, you guys also had a recent opportunity to check out a Ford Edge came through the office. Tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
Yeah, we drove a fully loaded Ford Edge Titanium. An interesting thing about the Edge, and concert with our conversation about the Escape, most of the safety equipment that is now available on the Edge will be available on the Escape. So you have lane departure, you have the auto-correcting lane departure feature, you have adaptive cruise control, all that safety stuff. Additionally, what you're going to see is that the shift lever, which had previously been the traditional fore and aft lever, is moving to a rotary knob. This is to free up space on the console. In the case of the Edge, which we were able to test drive, this allowed for some wireless device charging right there in the center console. But, the Edge, all new. Not all new, I should say significantly freshened. So you have new interior and exterior. They have gotten rid of the 3.5-liter V6, which has been a staple of the Ford garage for so long. It's now been replaced by a slightly more powerful version of the 2-liter turbocharged EcoBoost engine. There is now a 2.7-liter turbo, that's an EcoBoost engine, in the high-performance ST variant of the Escape. I'm sorry, the Edge. I'm confusing my Fords. Of the Edge, which is sort of the top-line vehicle this year.
Yeah, be interesting to get behind the wheel of that one, hopefully.
Yeah, we spent some time with that. We're going to get that up very shortly, but that's a hoot to drive. It's very quick for a midsize crossover.
And this, of course, is Ford's new direction, focusing more on crossovers, sport utilities, and, of course, their trucks, which are the bread and butter of the business. The Mustang is going to be the sole car that is going to be produced by Ford in the near future anyway, but at least we're seeing some action from Ford on a couple of fronts. And what about that crossover vehicle they were talking about bringing in from another part of the world? Is that going to happen?
It looks like that's not going to happen, and that would have been technically a car. It was going to be called the Focus X, I believe, and it was a crossover version of the Focus, so it would have enjoyed elevated ride height, some off-road bits. It would have been basically an outback version of the Focus, but that was going to be imported from China, and they were looking at bringing in $50,000 to $60,000 a year, so not a small amount, but ultimately with the uncertainty and what's going on with the trade, the North American and Chinese trade talks, Ford just decided not to take the risk.
makes sense, absolutely. Folks, everybody should check out The Daily Drive. And Tom, why don't you take a moment or two to explain to our listeners about the kind of stories that you like to cover and all the great work that you do with yourself and your team of editors at Consumer Guide.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks. Yeah, Consumer Guide Automotive. We have been around since 1967. We were famous for our monthly auto review magazines that were at newsstands for years. We're now 100% digital, and all of our new car and used car reviews live at ConsumerGuide.com. We try to have some fun with what's going on in the auto world, and that lives at our blog. You can go to our blog from ConsumerGuide.com or just go there directly, CGDailyDrive.com, and check that out. What lives there is we like to look at the past. We borrow some content from our collectible automobile magazine affiliate, which is a great magazine. Some of that stuff ends up on our blog. And additionally, our long-form reviews. When our guy Rick Cotta hits the trail and drives a new vehicle at a launch, that shows up at the blog as well.
And Rick does a great job with that, and we're going to touch on a couple of vehicles that he has piloted in recent times. But let's talk about the 2019 Toyota 4Runner TRD off-road vehicle that came through the office in recent times. The Tacoma and the 4Runner are very, very popular vehicles, and I can't help but look at this 4Runner and think, for some reason, it's definitely evolving into a much larger vehicle than the 4Runners of years ago and has a much more truck-like presence.
Yeah, it really does. Back when the only things that we called crossovers now were SUVs, which were body-on-frame vehicles, the 4Runner was more or less sized and shaped a lot like other crossovers, or what we called SUVs on the market. But as the market has split up and gone towards more car-like stuff, the 4Runner almost stands alone in the segment. Unless you include the Grand Cherokee, the 4Runner almost has no competition at all. It is a traditional body-on-frame midsize SUV, which would suggest that it's a little truckier than most people would like. But in fact, when you drive it, it is a surprisingly drivable vehicle. Not quite as refined as Toyota's Highlander, but if that's what you're looking for, I would test drive both. We drove ours in the TRD trim level, which gets you a little bit more off-roadiness, including wheels, tires, and suspension tweaks to make it a little bit more capable off-road. Good-looking vehicle. What's nice about this is that they must have done some tweaking, because we seem to get better and better mileage every time we drive a 4Runner or the aforementioned Tacoma. And this time we got, what did we get here? We got 17.2 mpg. Now, that's not great for a midsize family vehicle, but it is really good for a vehicle with a huge V6 and permanent available four-wheel drive and automatic transmission and this kind of heft.
Absolutely. We'll put it in neutral, take a quick time out, and then more with Tom Appel around the bend and more from Consumer Guide in the Daily Drive. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow defends President Trump's plan to nominate Herman Cain to the Federal Reserve Board. He tells CNN's State of the Union sexual harassment allegations against Cain don't concern him.
Whether it's Supreme Court justices or many other things, we've seen a lot of charges here. They don't necessarily pan out.
Past allegations by four women ended Cain's 2012 presidential bid. The Department of Justice defended Attorney General William Barr's summary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's confidential report after two newspapers said Mueller's investigators felt Barr didn't properly convey how damaging their findings were for President Trump. On ABC's This Week, President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, was asked if the president or the White House was concerned the full report is more damaging than the summary.
No, because there's two conclusions that are important here. In General Barr's letter, he said, I'm only going to discuss the principal conclusions. No obstruction, no collusion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
We're having all kinds of fun here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for joining me. Alongside is Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. You can check out the daily blog called The Daily Drive. And as Tom alluded to earlier, he covers the gamut, everything from new vehicle reviews to looking back in automotive history at some interesting vehicles and even doing some cool stuff like he's done recently here with some musical albums we'll talk about in a few moments. But before we get to that, let's do a little flashback to a vehicle that was around for a while and did pretty well, but a lot of people have forgotten about the 2005 Toyota, as they used to call it, Mr. 2, the MR2, the mid-engine variant from Toyota. Always an interesting vehicle when I see the pictures of the 2005 variant. It looks very small in the wheel department, Tom.
It does. And do I know what size wheels those are? I think those might be 14s. We'll see if they're 14s or 15s. Those are, unbelievably, they're 15s front and 16s rear.
Wow. Doesn't look...
Yeah, so they're a little bit bigger than they look, but they're not big by modern standards.
No, definitely not. But unlike Honda's Del Sol, which was also a mid-engine sporty car, two-seater, retractable, a lift-off tiger top, the Del Sol have. That only lasted one generation, but the Mr. 2 was around for a few generations, I believe. Was it three all told?
Yeah, three generations total. It got a little bit bigger over time, but it also lost a little bit of weight as the vehicle got higher tech. What's interesting is it seems like Toyota seemed to have immediately filled whatever demand there was for an affordable subcompact mid-engine sports car, because demand just fell off a cliff almost immediately, but they did soldier on for two more generations.
You know, that's very interesting. And certainly I admire Toyota for doing this vehicle and for keeping it around for as long as they did. I mean, nowadays there's nobody playing in that space. You have to get into much higher echelons of money in order to get anything mid-engine, whether it be a Boxster or something from Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, and I seem to recall, historically, the MR2 is interesting because Automobile Magazine, and I believe it was the debut issue of Automobile Magazine, featured a cover story that was comparing the Toyota MR2 to the Ferrari, whatever it was at the time. I think it was the 328. It was a fantastic cover. But it also spoke to just how much fun the MR2 was to drive.
Yeah, that is very true. And folks, you can check out this review flashback at consumerguide.com. Another vehicle that has been through the test facilities of Consumer Guide in recent times is from Hyundai. It's the 2019 Tucson, and once again, another crossover vehicle, and Hyundai seems to be doing an awful lot of right things these days.
Yep. Hyundai's in the process of revamping its crossover lineup, and for 2019, they have moved what used to be called the Santa Fe Sport, that is now called the Santa Fe, and that's sort of a smallish midsize crossover, or their two-row crossover, and then what was the Santa Fe is now the Santa Fe XL. And, of course, Hyundai's got an all-new large replacement for the XL coming for 2020. Below all three of those vehicles that we just discussed is the Tucson. And the Tucson recently went through a very interesting change in that they replaced the double-clutch transmission, which was not very popular with the public. It was just a little bit crude in shift action, with a conventional automatic, and I think the result is a much better vehicle. Consumer Guide drove a fully loaded Tucson Ultimate, which really a competitive vehicle in the class, not quite selling as well. I don't know if it has the presence of mind of things like the Nissan Rogue or the Toyota RAV4 or even the Ford Escape, but people should be testing it. The dollar value is certainly there. But our loaded vehicle came to, forgive me, my eyes are failing me, just over $34,000. And for that, you get an awful lot of good stuff, including a fair amount of safety equipment.
Yeah, definitely. Hyundais traditionally have a lot of good standard equipment and safety equipment, and this looks like one that folks should pay more attention to. Check it out if you're in the crossover marketplace. Rick Cotter, your man on the road, went out and got behind the wheel of the upcoming much-promised truck from Jeep. It's called the Gladiator, and it kind of fits into a category kind of all of its own. It is a mid-size truck, so, you know, competitors would be like the Colorado from Chevrolet, for example. This being a Jeep, it's got a style and a personality all of its own.
It really does. And one of the interesting questions moving into the news of this vehicle's pricing was how they were going to price it. And a lot of people were concerned that if it was priced like a mid-size pickup truck, that it might, in fact, cannibalize sales from the Wrangler. But, in fact, this is such a different vehicle that Jeep is not positioning it really as a pickup truck so much as a Wrangler with pickup utility. And they actually priced it above the price of the Wrangler, so it will not be cannibalizing sales, as it turns out. But, yeah, as you mentioned, this is really the only pickup-bedded off-road utility convertible available in the United States.
And has a lot of, as you mentioned, a lot of neat stuff, like the way the doors could be taken off, the way the roof can be folded back, and you can have the true outdoor experience if that's what you're hankering for in your new Gladiator.
And you can still fold the windshield flat over the hood. So at low speed, if you want to do that, that is an available option. And I think It's my understanding from chief engineers that was a very difficult feature to preserve with concerns related to rollover protection and things like that. It's just a very complicated thing to work into the design, but you could still do that, so that's pretty cool.
Jeep is doing so well around the globe and, of course, here in North America. I can't imagine this vehicle being nothing but a hit. What's your prediction looking into your crystal ball, Tom?
I think it will be a hit. And one of the interesting things is I don't think that the folks at FCA are super worried about the allocation of Wrangler versus Gladiator since they're priced about the same. They can make as many of those or as few of those as they want to because they're built at the same factory. But I think it's going to be a hit. I think that this is a really cool addition. Additionally, because of the longer wheelbase, our guy Rick is saying that the ride quality is much better than that in the Wrangler.
And again, a lot of neat features, including a 115-volt AC household outlet in the bed of the truck, and lots of other little minor details, which adds up to a lot of big things.
It does, and there will be a diesel option that comes online sometime in the next 12 months.
Excellent. Let's talk about a story that you did recently about spring break, and you told the listeners a little bit about your first spring break journey from the Chicago area down to Florida. The name of the article is called Road Trip, the Best Albums for a Night Drive. Tell us a little bit, what was the inspiration for this story? Was it the time of the year?
Yes, and you absolutely set the table, because we ended up trying to make the drive from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in what we thought we could do, 24 hours. And I think we made it down there just a little bit over 27, 28 hours. But one of the problems that I did not foresee was that in driving straight through, conversation would die off in the car, and I would be stuck listening to other people's cassettes. And as I know this story, I spent a lot of time listening to Phil Collins and Genesis, which I guess is fine, but there's more music in the world.
Very good. When we come back, we'll get Tom's best albums for a night drive suggestions, and we'll also talk about the world's most expensive SUVs and more right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. Dinovite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back in the live. Thank you for joining us.
That story is true.
You're listening on one of our local affiliate stations. Thank you very much for doing so. If you're listening to us on the Internet at GCNLive.com worldwide, we welcome you with open arms, and we've got Tom Appel with us. Tom is the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're talking about what folks can find if you log on and check out the blog, which is called The Daily Drive. And before the last hard break, one of the things that makes this such a great piece of work is the fact that Tom puts a lot of great personality into these articles, not only writing about new vehicles and writing about vehicles of the past, but also from time to time mixing in other elements of driving, including music. And as you said in this article, Road Trip, the best albums for a night drive, there is most definitely a rhythm to nighttime driving. And if you're doing so, and if you're listening to other people's tunes, it's not necessarily going to be exactly your style.
No, that's absolutely the case. And sometimes when you're traveling with a lot of people, you just have to give to the greater good. when you're driving to Orlando with four people and three of them are asleep, you I think you get to pick the music.
Absolutely. And you picked an album from 1967. Tell our listeners about your pick for best album for a night drive.
Yeah, this guy's absolutely one of my favorite blues artists. This is John Lee Hooker's legendary Live at the Cafe a Go-Go. And this is such a great album because it just has a little bit more energy than a lot of John Lee Hooker music. I think a lot of people know the studio music, which is legendary, but it can be just a little bit slow. But this one's a little bit more upbeat. It still has that driving nature that I think people associate with John Lee Hooker. And people who are fans know about what he does with his feet and with his hands as he's tapping the guitar. And that is just the perfect rhythm bass for driving at night. It's got a smoky, dirty, overnight feel to it, and it's just lively enough to keep you awake.
Very good. Other members of the Consumer Guide team chose such albums as Queen's Greatest Hits, and of course, recently being portrayed in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie has really awakened a lot of people to The Genius of Queen. Another album Damon Bell picked, a ZZ Top album called Rio Grande Mud, and that certainly is a very, very good rock blues album. And John Beal picked a classic from The Who. So you got some diverse folks with diverse choices there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all interesting stuff. And I would listen to all this stuff, so I endorse it.
Very good. And let's talk about another article that you put up, and very appropriately, since we've seen a real resurgence, or it really isn't a resurgence because there used to be no such thing, but $200,000 plus SUVs. We are now in a world where you can have your choice of more than just one, but several SUVs, including one from Rolls-Royce and one from Lamborghini. And I saw one from Lamborghini on the road, and it, boy, does it surprise me. And I said to myself, what does that guy do for a living?
Yeah, and that is a great question, and I think people are going to be asking that question more and more. I have not seen the Lamborghini Urus on the road yet, but what's interesting about that vehicle, I think, is that it's going to be extremely high profile because it is Lamborghini that people can actually drive to work or commute in. You're not low slung on the ground. So if you're some guy in his 60s who finally buys his first Lamborghini, you find out that you really can't get in and out of it without embarrassing yourself and grunting. Well, the Urus is your option there. You can still drive a Lamborghini, park it in your titled parking spot at work, and not embarrass yourself as you get in and out.
And some other great players in this field. Bentley has got a W12 vehicle and has a lot of the Bentley Continental GT styling cues. This one comes in at a base price of only $229,000. What do you think about the Bentley Bontega?
I'm impressed by how much it actually looks like a Bentley. You had mentioned it had a lot of the Continental styling cues, and it really does. And the rear fenders have that pontoon look that instantly identify it as a Bentley, and the front end as well. It also works. It's actually kind of a good-looking crossover.
Of course, Range Rover has been knocking on the door playing in this field for quite some time. They now have a special limited edition vehicle called the SVA, and not unlike its autobiography predecessors, this vehicle definitely gives the Range Rover buyer quite wonderful accommodations, let's put it that way, in a very British way, and also some good performance as well.
Yeah, this is part of their supercharged lineup, as they used to call the V8 with the supercharger. So it's got all sorts of power. This is the extremely high-end version of the conventional long-wheelbase Range Rover that just drifts up into that over $200,000 range. I don't know what the take rate is on these, and I'd love to know, because Range Rover's making a bunch of money on each one of these.
Yeah, the only person that I know who has one of those is a gentleman who... He invented a number of dot-coms, including some that I won't give him free advertising for, but those are the kind of folks that can afford this because they've been out there in the entrepreneurial world and had some home runs. But the Rolls-Royce is the one that's surprising a lot of folks. This one coming in at $325,000. I know Rolls had a press event in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I've been told by several who were at the event that this is one very heavy honking SUV.
Yeah, it's very close to 6,000 pounds, or as I like to say, three times the weight of my first car, a Volkswagen Scirocco. and it looks like it weighs every one of those pounds. It's interesting how well Rolls-Royce's traditional styling cues, or not traditional, but styling cues of the recent generation, work on a big upright crossover like this thing. But an interesting story recently in Automotive News addressed the fact that the Rolls-Royce Cullinan and the Lamborghini Urus are both doubling the sales of those manufacturers' products, or those brands, I should say, totally expanding the brand and bringing new people into the showroom.
I'm not surprised, as you pointed out early, some really good points about Lamborghini and the fact that you can now buy a practical Rolls Royce, or you can at least be the first one at your country club with a Rolls Royce SUV, is certainly going to be inspiration for some. Tom, I want to applaud you, too, for doing a great article on an engine. And it's not very often that we see folks in our business really get in and break down the history of an engine. This is the Ford Vulcan V6. And for those people who are gearheads, they're going to get a real kick out of this article.
Yeah, I hope this is a fun piece to read because it celebrates a sort of unspecial engine that was actually very special. When Ford introduced the Ford Taurus for 1986, which was a totally revolutionary vehicle, they didn't really want to go with a four-cylinder engine for the car, although they did make one available for fleet. So they wanted to go with a V6, but they needed something that was affordable and just wouldn't cause any problems. So Ford developed this special two-valve overhead valve V6 that, after a year or two of some small problems, turned out to be very reliable for Ford. They stuck it in all sorts of things, but most famously it was in the Taurus and Sable, and thus there were millions and millions of these probably still on the road.
So true. I mean, they sold so many of those vehicles back in the day, and a very reliable power plant, and as you said, after they got those initial bugaboos taken care of, and there are a lot out there, there's no question about it. Another vehicle which came through the office recently we can touch on quickly is the X4 from BMW, which is definitely much more car-like and definitely brings a lot of BMW's traditional style into the mix.
Yeah, and anytime you hear an even number at BMW, it means that you're dealing with something that sort of goes above and beyond the odd number just below it. And the X4 is the coupe-like version of the X3, so it's got the more rakish roofline, a little bit more equipment, and the nicer interior, and the higher price tag. But again, this car is a joy to drive. If you can afford an X4, it's something you should absolutely test drive.
I concur 100%. Tom, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. Time just flew. We'll get you back with us in the next few weeks, no doubt.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.